So, shout outs to JT for releasing her new single called OK. Now, she released a snippet and it's trending, it's going viral. Now, we all know that allegedly TikTok is going to be taken down within a few days or really, really soon. Okay, so she basically was saying like and bragging, you know, that her single OK is doing really, really well and she didn't even create a dance or a challenge. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here. So I'm sorry I look a mess on camera, but hey, I had to talk about the hit single OK by JT. Now, she didn't release the full song yet, but we like JT. I don't know if this is the end of City Girls, you know, because I know online, Saucy Santana, JT, and Carisha, they all had a fallout, and it was kind of petty. I thought it was for clout. I thought it was for attention, but it seemed to be real. You know, Carisha was saying that JT was subliminally, you know, throwing shots at her. And JT was saying, no, that's not the case. She always was saying there's always going to be City Girls. But it's looking like, you know, that they're doing their own thing. Carisha is dealing with, you know, her career, trying to CPR her career. And then also dealing with the whole Diddy allegations. And then you got JT, you know, she's trying to build up her career. And she got a momentum. That loud behind refrigerator. You hear that refrigerator? You hear it? Anyway, and then she got her boyfriend, Lil Uzi Vert. He's at Coachella voguing. And I like Uzi Vert. I like him. He's really entertaining. He's like, listen, he knows how to get people talking. And listen, JT is doing her thing. She's doing her little tours. And I think it's the only way up for JT. She was featured at the, what? And I've also been smoking weed. I'm sorry. I'm so high right now. Anyway. She also was on tour with Nicki Minaj, so and that was really, really good. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. So you think there's a future collab with Nicki Minaj and JT? I don't know. Shout out to JT. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Peace.
Like and subscribe.